Okay, I'm just starting this 5 minutes ahead of time so that we can get it into the activity center. So the actual start of this will be 5 minutes from now. So I'll copy video URL and we'll go into the course activity center. Oops, list a page. Course Activity Center. I'd love this to be automatic. There's probably a way to do that, but I don't know how to do that yet. Course Activity Video. And right. So that's the actual code is this. Getting better at this. There we go. Okay, and let's publish the page. And let's go to course activity slides. Participating in the course activities, tasks, badges. All right. There we go. So we'll publish that. And we'll just test that everything is right and good in the activity center. So here we go. And we'll reload. Oops, it's still loading. Oh, it's already running. So. Yep, here we go. So good. So test activities, badges starting up very shortly. Okay. So in the future, probably what I'll do, maybe I should create a little thing in this activity center for me, the person doing the presenting, where, you know, I can just advertise it to Twitter that it's starting now or whatever. Anyhow, so I got 3 minutes, so I just want to do something quickly. Oh, like, right, let's list badge. And let's list connected, preview, yeah, so the image isn't really showing up, related tasks, so upload, yeah, the image never did upload, and that's the problem, so I'll have to address that. So we'll leave this for now, it'll look better in the future. This is all a work in progress. So, might as well advertise it on Twitter. Maybe somebody's curious. Forgotten what it's called. Activities, tasks, badges. tweet. There we go. So, and let's just see if there's anything happening. I don't think there is there? Yeah, so that's the latest thing that we saw. Oh, that's interesting. Somebody else actually sent that, so I don't know why it's showing up as a post to Twitter. Something to investigate, maybe. All right, so it's 12 noon. So I'll just get this formally started then. All right. I should have a clapper. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Ethics, Analytics, and the Duty of Care. We're in module minus one, getting ready. This is Thursday, and the title of this session is Activities, Tasks, and Badges. And so we're still talking more about how to participate in the course. So we've talked previously about how to publish your MOOC and supply an RSS feed for the course, and some of you have done that, and we can look at the results of that on the Your Feeds page. We've got these feeds now being harvested, and why don't I just check while we're live whether I've got any more feeds that have come in. So we'll just check and see. And random access learning, that one's new, so we'll approve that one. And this one is new, so we'll add that one. I don't know why he made the, or she made the title STEF education. Oh, I see what you've done. Okay, title. So the harvest, let's check the harvest. That's correct. So whatever, so for the title, it's going to be whatever the title for this blog is. So let's just go have a look. Learning Matters. So we'll copy that. And we'll go back. Whoops, that's not where we were. That's not where we were. Too many windows open again. Here we go. So I hope that's all right. Currently unknown author of this blog, but it'll make it look a lot better in the list. So anymore, that's mine. Ethical POV, that's new. Awesome. So we'll check that one. We'll confirm that one as approved. So let's make sure ethics analytics. Oh no, that's okay. Half an hour. I believe I have them all. So we'll just reload this and get the new things. Okay, and so now this page unfortunately doesn't automatically update. Oh, yeah. It did update. It looks like it updated, but it only updates once a day, which is probably why you wouldn't be seeing it. So let's update it manually so everybody can see this now. So list page and course feeds is what I call it. Let's publish this. And let's have a look at it. You see the title, Your Feeds. So LearnTech George, Ethical POV, Random Access Learning, Ethics 21, Ethics Analytics MOOC. And Learning Matters isn't up. I forgot to I changed your title and never approved you as an edit. So let's list the feeds again. And let's list all of the feeds. Learning Matters, and let's approve Learning Matters. Approved. And now let's publish that page again. So I'll just publish that. So giving you a bit of a view of what happens behind the scenes in this course, because if you see what I'm doing, you have a better sense of what you're doing in order to make the course work. At least that's the theory. You can let me know if that's not true. As we progress through the course, we get, you know, into the actual topic of the course rather than just setting up for the course, you won't see all of this behind the scenes stuff. At least I hope not, because I'm hoping everything really works. And we'll just be looking at content, it's nice to see this as we set up. So here we go. Here are the feeds currently being harvested for the course. It'll take, a little bit now for the harvester to gather all the data for those and insert it into the course RSS feed for you to follow and for us to see in the newsletter. But anything that's been written in any of these blogs over the last 24 hours, or longer for the new ones, will show up in the course feed and will show up in the course newsletter, so you know that what your contribution is being seen by other people in the course. And that's the whole idea, right? The whole idea is that you write things, you have your opinions or resources you might want to add, and these are shared with everybody else, as well as whatever I write and whatever I share, so that we get a really good mix of things happening. And so it's not just me adding content to the course, it's you people as well. All right, so activities. So I want to reacquaint you with the course activities. So, course events, here we are. All of the course events are available for viewing in the list of course events here. And one thing to note, because I forgot that next Monday is Thanksgiving Day, Module 1 introduction will not take place on Monday. It will take place on Tuesday. If you click on the event, you can see the event. And as well, if you wish, you can add the individual event to your calendar. If you want to add all of the events all at once to your calendar, click on Course Events. And you can load the full calendar. This is an ICS file. So you click on it, and then you open it with whatever your application is, and that will add all of the course events to your course calendar, or depending on how your calendar works, it might make a new calendar just for the course, and then you would display that alongside your regular calendar. This is up to you. So all events, every event here is viewed in the Activity Center, which is where we are now. So here's the Activity Center. This will be true of the Zoom conferences. If you don't want to actually participate in the Zoom conference, then you just come to the Activity Center and you can participate. You can watch the Zoom conference call happening live and comment it and see anybody who on Twitter who's commenting on it. Alternatively, when we do the actual event, you can join the event by clicking on Zoom. You just click here. So for tomorrow is Friday, go to this page and click here. I'll make sure as well that this is available in your newsletter for today. I had a bit of a glitch with the newsletter yesterday. The page didn't update properly, and as a result, I had to send it out manually, but I can do that at least, so you should still have received your newsletter. If you have not received your newsletter yet, you should be receiving them, but if you have not, check your spam folder, or you may need to waitlist stephen@downs.ca, which is marked as the sender of the newsletter. So that's the activities and the calendar information. Another item that's happening in this course is tasks. I'm going to go back to the activity center just to see if there's any chat happening. Nope, and I see there's no chat happening on YouTube. And that's because we have no live viewers. I love doing these online courses where there's no live viewers. all right. Because there was a question about times being presented here. Calendar files or the calendar submissions, those should show up in your local time zones. Everything in here is specified according to time zone. So the ICS file does specify that this event is taking place in the America's Toronto time zone, which is Eastern, right now it's Eastern Daylight Time. The calendar even specifies, the ICS file even specifies when and how we make the shift to standard time. We move out of daylight savings time and into Eastern Standard Time on November 7. So the first date that will be affected by that is Monday, November 8. And the ICS file takes that into account. So isn't that fun? So your calendar should display the time, the correct time locally for you. But if you see it as 12, that's 12 Eastern time, whether it's Eastern Daylight Time or Eastern Standard Time. All right, course activities. So here we are in module minus one. And so here we have the discussion, and you can access any of the activities from the module page. You see it's the same page here that we go to. As well, in each module, there will be one or more tasks assigned. These tasks are completely optional, obviously, because I'm not offering grades. Excuse me. But there's a bonus, right? So click on the task and you get the task page. And as well, the tasks, each task, of course, is associated with a module, but the task as well is associated with a badge. Now, I don't have the badge displayed here. I really should. I'll edit this page later. I'll edit the template later so that the associated badge shows up. But I'll take a look at the badge. See if I remember the badge number correctly. Yeah. So here's a badge. And there's the related task, right, that we just saw. And I'll make sure the link works the other way as well. So if you complete this task and provide, you know, the appropriate blog post that is harvested by the course, then you can receive the badge. If you receive the badge, it'll show up on the link page for your post. So here, for example, this doesn't display very nice. Well, I might change the format, but this is the harvested version of the post that Matthias Melcher created. And you can see down here, here's the badge. Now, like I say, this is all a work in progress. So forgive me here, but here's the idea. What should show up here is the actual badge image. And when you click on the actual badge image, you will be taken to the badge page. Now, you probably don't want to, you know, have your link on my page. I certainly wouldn't. So what will be available, and it's not ready yet, but it's almost ready, is the badge that you can put on your web page that will link back to this task. So there's a couple of ways that I'm working on it. I've been working on it with Badger. So here it is in Badger, and there is a way for me to award the badge in Badger. And so what will happen is when I read your item, I'll just click a button to award the badge, and it will be awarded. And so you can get the badge from Badger and put it on your page. Note, I don't care who you are, and I might not have a name to put in there. And I won't be identifying you by email. I'll be identifying the recipient by URL. So the URL of the submission that you've made, that was harvested by me for this particular task, will be what's recorded in the badge information. And then the award narrative will come from the description of the badge on the website. The additional evidence may be a link or a textual narrative, but maybe not. The main thing is the URL. Your link URL will be placed here, and I'm not going to expire it. So you'll actually receive that badge. And you don't have to do anything. Although if you want to help me, if you're actually completing a task with something that you've posted on your blog, indicate on your blog post that you're completing that task. That's not as tight and automatic as I would like it to be. In the future, my vision is that people would use a personal learning environment, and so they have all of this data on their own computer, so that when they create a blog post, they can just select from a drop-down list and say, you know, I'm associating this with that badge, and then the MOOC system that I'm running would see that in the harvest of your link and automatically award the badge. And then, you know, I put some AI in there and, you know, to look at your thing, see if it actually satisfies the criteria. That's way down the line, but you can see how the AI would play a role there. So my headphones are about to die, but good thing I'm not using them for anything here. So, that's how the tasks and the badges work. So, again, the tasks are completely optional. They will always involve creating a post. So, really, what I'm using the tasks for is to offer you writing prompts for things that you do in your post. But, you know, these writing prompts may involve you actually doing some activities. For example, in one case, I'll be looking to find cases using different types of artificial intelligence technology for online learning. I'll be looking for cases where issues come up. I'll be looking for actual examples of using artificial intelligence for whatever. We'll talk about that when we get there, and more. So the idea here is that these tasks involve you in some of the things directly related to the subject that we're talking about. It won't just be write an answer in your blog, but you will be, it'll be recommended that you actually do something. That's what makes this a course rather than just a series of lectures, is this idea that you go out and do things. These things aren't at all going to be done on the course website. You do them off in your own environment, and then you tell me about them. And I might see links, I might see resources, whatever. And what I'm trying to do is gather all of that, bring it together, and make all of that part of the course resources. Because by the end of this course itself will be a huge resource base for everything you might want to know about or do things with related to ethics, analytics, and the duty of care. Tons of stuff. I'm sort of wrestling with how to present that. That's what I have for today. So normally I'd see if there are any questions in the chat area, and we'll have a look at the activity center, see if there's any comments or questions there. Nope. And that's probably because right now there's no one viewing this video, but that's okay. I imagine people will watch this video later, and if you do have a question, just pop it either into here, or, oh, that's what happened, right? Somebody entered a comment and then clicked post to Twitter, but when you click post to Twitter, it shows up as a comment under my name. I should make sure that only I am posting to Twitter. That's something to look at. So I'll be making sure that my pages are updating properly. I'll be making sure that posts to Twitter only come from actually me and not people pretending to be me by accident. I'll be cleaning up that badge display stuff, and I continue to assemble and organize the content of the course. There's a great deal of content of the course that we'll be looking at starting next Tuesday. Live session tomorrow. If nobody shows up to the live session, I know that's a possibility. I've learned to live with rejection. It's hard. Then I'll just wing it and talk about how the course setup process has progressed and point you to some resources related to that. So that's all I've got. Thanks everyone for joining me. I see someone has just joined on YouTube. I don't know who you are. It's okay. But it does say there is one person watching. So hi to the one person watching. We're just finishing up. So if you want to see this whole session, give it a few seconds for it to load in Google. And then I forgot to turn on the transcriptions. Rats. Okay, well, I'll have to do that manually. But anyhow, reload the Activity Center page, and you'll be able to play this video back from the beginning. So thanks a lot, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.